The Financial Task Force looking into the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority's 30-year transit master plan says too much uncertainty remains to make a recommendation on how expanded transit should be funded. Among the concerns are what will be the impact of a proposed regional transit authority in Southeast Michigan, federal funding questions, and how many communities may opt out of a proposed countywide transit authority. Albert Perez is the co-chair of the task force. Perez says a subcommittee that worked on establishing which services should be included in the first 5 years and their costs did a thorough analysis.
They were able to weigh the qualitative and the quantitative of all that really needed to go into this. You know, we started at about $63 million, and the final numbers were at about $31 million. So there was really great work done here. And so when the community looks at this, you know, we really did the job of looking at the numbers, weighing the benefits that needed to be taken into account from a budget perspective, as well as providing the qualitative aspects of the delivery of services.
Among the recommendations is not including capital-intensive projects like the Ann Arbor Connector, Washtenaw Avenue High Capacity Service, or commuter rail in the plan. The average fare would increase 50 cents over the 5 years, and the downtown Ann Arbor Circulator would need to be privately funded. The expanded services will have a funding gap of almost $33 million, which could be paid for through a half-mil countywide millage, but the task force isn't making that recommendation at this time. AATA CEO Michael Ford says with a clearer picture of costs and what services will be offered, he hopes movement can be made towards a new countywide transit authority.
I still think we can move forward with a four-party agreement. The funding is always going to be some issues going on there. We don't have it all solidified, but I don't think that's a reason just to stop and not do anything. We still need to get people to the table, still need to have discussions, and there's literally 15 check and balances in the four-party agreements. Nothing's going to go forward without the vote of the people, without them seeing the plan.
The AATA is hosting a meeting Friday afternoon with the Ann Arbor City Council and the public to answer questions about the countywide proposal. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.